Hi, I'm John Bonnets. I'm from Pittsburgh and I am running for town commission. I am an incumbent. I've been privileged to have served two prior terms of 4 years each. Prior to that, I had served 7 years as a founding member of the Chatham Marketplace Cooperative Grocery Store Board of Directors. My family goes back in Chatham County 37 years. For about 14 years, I've lived in Pittsburgh proper with my wife. We have had two kids. They're in local schools. Very fortunate to work for NC State University's Clean Energy Technology Center, where I work full-time to promote cleaner transportation, including electric vehicles. Why was I inspired to join this race? As the minority vote on the board, I am still striving to deliver what I first promised in 2015, and that was, as Pittsburgh grows and builds, that it be in ways that we can all be proud of. I'm more optimistic than ever before that we're in a good position to make that happen now. My top three issues for this campaign: we must have a dramatic increase in affordable housing, we must significantly decrease clear cutting and bulldozing, and we must grow dense enough that everyone who wants to walk or bike to the places we live, work, and play can do so. Connectivity is something that the development community is already in the habit of thinking about. However, they tend to rely on NCDOT. And NCDOT is only just beginning to gain experience with intermodal modes of transportation, especially biking and walking. The critical problem that we're facing is that the Chatham Park communities will be remote from the downtown area and the what we call Legacy Pittsburgh, as will be other outlying developments that are already being proposed. So to tie them together, to knit them together with downtown and established Pittsburgh neighborhoods, we really are going to have to work very hard on greenways in Pittsburgh. The Chatham Park investors have significant plans for eventually as much as 25 miles of greenways and bikeways. Again, the challenge is to tie those together with the existing pedestrian infrastructure in Pittsburgh and some bikeways and walkways we already have. We have been making those investments, but we are far behind. And to continue those investments is going to be very expensive. And so it's an open question as to how we will afford to create that connectivity. And it's one of the reasons why, very early on in the process, a couple of us minority board members were insisting that the Chatham Park project must have traffic impact analyses outside of their own boundaries. We'll continue to work with them and NCDOT, but I'd say in a nutshell, it's about greenways, walkways, bikeways, building roads in a 21st century way, not last century. I am very proud of the way that this board has stood unanimously against the destruction of the North Woods neighborhood by the Chatham Park investors. Sadly, it was not enough. On a positive note, I am very pleased at how well we worked together to ensure the utility merger with the city of Sanford would benefit the greatest number of people. People of Sanford are going to benefit from the advanced water filtration that was a necessary part of our consent to merging with Sanford. There has been a lot of concern about water and water quality in Pittsburgh, and in that regard, our website really is much stronger than it has been in the past. There's some excellent resources there. I would also invite people to give me a call directly at 919-360-2492. The reason I offer my personal phone number is that I know that these concerns about water quality can be quite frightening. And my own family, we all have autoimmune disorders, and I therefore take these matters exceedingly carefully. I've put a lot of thought and study into it, so I'm happy to talk people through the concerns of PFAS and 1,4-dioxane. What is the best possible future of Pittsburgh as it grows? I like to think that we will be growing like a 21st century community. Like we've learned from our history, like we understand that sprawl does not pay for itself and will indeed bankrupt future taxpayers, like having neighbors who are different from us makes our lives richer and better, like we know that the Earth's climate has already changed and that wasting energy is both expensive to us and to future generations. When voters see my name on the ballot, I hope that they will know that I'll stand up for the rest of us, and they'll know I'm there for them.